If you would turn to Isaiah, the 9th chapter, 630 in the Pew Bible, page 630 from the front of the Bible. Just from the 2nd to the 7th verses. Verse 2, and we'll read responsively. Wonderful prophecy of our Lord's coming. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
Thou art multiplied the nations, and thy speech is joy. They glory before thee according to the glory of promise, and their glory is glorified spoil.
For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian.
For every mountain of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire.
Then here is that glorious prophecy of Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
And the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom.
And so here we have that glorious prophecy in Isaiah of Christ's coming. I'll be speaking a little more about that later. But just the names that he's called are so wonderful to our hearts. He's called Wonderful. And he's called as the Son, the child who is born. He's also called the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. And so this is our Savior that whose birth we are observing during this coming week. But later I shall talk a little more about this prophecy. May God add his blessing to this portion of his precious word.